And joining me right now on XS Sport is the coach of the Queenstown Crows Football Club. It's Mr. Toby Lutwidge. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
G'day, Cameron. How are you, mate?
Very good. Yourself?
I'm not too bad, mate. I'm not too bad. Keeping well.
Yeah, no, the weather's been pretty good lately, so we've got all smiles for there, that's for sure. All right, now, how's training been going?
Training's been going pretty good, Cam. I mean, we've probably had a bit of a mixture of inside and outside training, obviously. The ground. It's a bit of a battle to train at the moment. It's quite wet and quite gluggy.
Right.
It hasn't been rolled in a while, so whenever it's been raining, we've had to get inside. But it hasn't been too bad. We were able to get out obviously last week outside and train because we had some beautiful weather. So yeah, we've got and especially last night we trained Monday night. We had a good session last night as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, of course, it's all coming together. You've got your season launch happening on Friday.
Yeah, so this Friday afternoon/evening, we're going to train first. So the boys will organise a bit of an intra-club practice match. So hopefully get about sort of 16 aside and just have one real last decent hit out before the season starts, which will be really good. A bit of a reward for all those blokes that have been coming to training and putting in the hard yards, getting themselves ready for a long season. And then, obviously, we've got our season launch function at the football club Friday night. So that's just an opportunity for pretty much anyone to come along. We've got a band called Slizzard playing, Cameron Windrum, for people who are unaware. He's come down a few times over the last couple of years. He always puts on a great show. And really, it's just that opportunity to bring the community together and have a night out and obviously help the football club start to get back on its feet. Obviously, we had to have last year off. We weren't able to have any functions or anything like that. So really important that we bring some people together and make some money for the football club.
Absolutely. It's going to be great to be able to get out and do the functions again, hey?
Yeah, no, it will be. That's obviously one of the main things, our main sort of fundraisers throughout the year. After every home game, we always have a fundraiser. We're sort of busy putting all those acts together at the moment and just sort of getting people locked in. This Friday, it'll start sort of around 8 p.m. And it'll be $10 entry. So it's just $10 entry and just drinks over the bar. And look, it promises to be a really good night. Hopefully throughout the evening we're in the position to announce our leaders for this season. So me and Jack have got our leaders sorted for the senior group. And I know Nathan's had a bit of a think about who he wants to be the leaders in the reserve. So it's just about then being able to announce that to the community and really celebrate the achievements of those players because they're obviously going to be our main leaders for this year.
Excellent. So with the training and everything like that, how are you feeling going into the first round?
Look, we're feeling pretty confident. I think we've got Caprona on April 10th at Wivenhoe, so it's the DFA Gala Day.
Okay.
So we're feeling quite confident about that. Look, we've trained quite hard over the summer. We know we've got some really experienced players, but we've got some exciting youth as well. I think some blokes like Matthew Hull, Sam Shea, Jackson O'Shea, Big Sammy Bosch have been training really well over the pre-season. And I don't know, they're just looking forward to getting back out and playing football for the football club again. But we've got those wise heads as well, like the Drake brothers. They're always very handy. Jack Nank, Nathan Bell Chambers, just those quality players like that that we know that have got lots of senior games under their belt and will rock in each week and they'll have a go. And I suppose our expectation's always just to make finals. And once we do that, then I suppose if you make finals, then a new season begins then. So we're not really worried about anything towards the end of the year yet. It's just about making sure we have a good start to the season and making sure that we've got blokes enjoying playing football. That's the really important part. They're enjoying playing football and keeping physically fit and active.
Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot here, mate, because I'm interested to know how people have gone with their footy tipping in the AFL. How did you go on the weekend?
I got 6 out of 9.
Oh, gee, that's all right.
Yeah, 6 out of 9 usually. So even though I'm a Carlton man, I'm a passionate Carlton man, I just didn't trust them enough to be able to beat the reigning premiers. So I still went with the Tigers. I thought the Giants might beat St Kilda, but they just couldn't get the job done. And obviously, I don't reckon there's too many people that tipped
Adelaide
to beat Geelong. And I can't think about what the other one was as well. I don't know what the other one I got wrong was.
Sydney
beating Brisbane. I don't think too many people would have tipped that as well. So,
no.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of upsets. There usually always is in round one.
In round one, that's right.
Because obviously you haven't played them all year, but as we start to get into the season, you sort of start to be able to predict most rounds who's going to win, but obviously game of football, anything can happen. So that's the beauty of our footy tipping.
Absolutely. All right, well, thanks for joining us today, Toby. I'll try and get down there on Friday night, but thanks for joining us today. We'll catch up with you next time.
No worries, Skirbo. You have a good one, mate.
Okay, you too, mate. There we go. That's Toby. Nice. That's Toby Lutwich joining us there, the coach of the Queenstown Footy Club, holding their season launch this Friday night. 7XS.